Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Fast-tracking a unified economy.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations begin their annual summit today in Malaysia. A top item on the agenda, fast-tracking plans to create a single Asian economic market in the next 10 years. Miranda Kennedy says the U.S. wants to be sure it's not left out.
Ministers from the 10 Asian countries hope to sign a trade and investment pact with the U.S. this week. But U.S. officials warned over the weekend that they may scale back the plan. They cite the poor human rights record of Myanmar, one of the countries in the group. For years, the U.S. has resisted a formal trade agreement with the Asian bloc, but that's expected to change now that Asia is becoming more powerful economically, says analyst GVC Naidu.
Southeast Asia, yes, is an emerging market.
Southeast Asia is an emerging market of about 550 million people. The USA is interested in signing an agreement so that it's not left out of the web of agreements that are now being penned in this part of the world.
Today, ASEAN announced that foreign direct investment into the 10 Asian countries rose to $38 billion last year, the highest in a decade. Much of that investment came from the U.S. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
China's biggest power company is going public. Reports from Hong Kong this morning that the State Grid Corp hopes to raise $5 billion in an IPO in 2008. The company's profits are up $1 billion already this year. Black gold and the real thing are both up in price this morning, but they've both been slipping for a few weeks now. Marketplace's Bob Moon says that's probably not a coincidence.
As the cost of oil climbed ever higher late last year and early this year, prices for gold and other precious metals climbed to record heights as well. Gold especially is a traditional hedge against inflation for investors. Now, with speculation the end of summer and a slowing economy will ease demand for oil, some precious metal analysts say inflation could be less of a concern and gold could lose some of its luster. On the other hand, analyst Jim Wyckoff thinks low prices for gold could just attract buyers.
What many people are doing right now is taking too narrow or myopic of a view. The longer-term picture is still bullish for crude oil, still bullish for gold, still bullish for commodities, and that's not, 1 week's not going to change that.
Wyckoff concedes a significant price slide into the $60 or $50 a barrel range would bring gold prices down, but he says he'd be shocked if that happens anytime soon. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Now, $15 million in a weekend may not sound too shabby, but what the movie Snakes on a Plane pulled in at the box office wasn't what some were expecting. The film still ranked number one with that NASCAR movie nipping at its heels. If you're listening to this, chances are good you're not on vacation, and there's somebody out there who disapproves. Pope Benedict said Sunday that working too hard is bad for the spirit. Actually, he was quoting the 12th century Saint Bernard, and he made his remarks while at the Papal Vacation Palace. On Wall Street, it was working last week. The Dow closed up 46 points on Friday to 11,381. The Nasdaq closed up, and so did the S&P. This is Marketplace. Last year, parents spent about $13 billion to get their kids ready to go back to school. That's a lot of lunchboxes. Ashley Milntite looks at whether this year spending will keep pace.
Back-to-school spending is traditionally seen as a harbinger of holiday sales. Britt Beamer of America's Research Group says if current sales are anything to go by, retailers shouldn't bet on a blockbuster Christmas. He recently polled parents, and 46% said they were keeping their kids in last year's clothes because they still fit.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point that retail sales could be up 1% for back to school when I look at some of the numbers out there. But of course, it'll all depend on how big the discounts are between now and Labor Day weekend.
Beamer says high gas prices are cramping shoppers' style. He says electronics retailers are especially aware of this. They're not seeing as many computers and gadgets fly off the shelves as they'd expected. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And you are listening to Marketplace. We're produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Information available at Medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. On the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. And now a story about a giant 70-year-old hot dog. Actually, it's even better than that. It's a fiberglass motorized hot dog. Brian Bull went for a ride.
On a shady lane in Madison, Wisconsin, Natasha Best steers a 27-foot-long, 7-ton Wienermobile through town with fellow hot dogger Dave Licata. She honks the horn at some children.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Anytime we pass a group of kids, we always play that horn for them.
Licata of Roxbury, New Jersey, and Best from Yonkers, New York, are two of 12 hot doggers chosen for more than 1,000 applicants to pilot Oscar Mayer's fleet of 6 Wienermobiles. Each year, they drive a combined 150,000 miles, visiting state fairs and other events, often attracting enthusiastic crowds. Monica Wingate of the A.C. Nielsen Center for Marketing Research says the Wienermobile has endured as a marketing gimmick because it blends the right mix of spectacle, kitsch, and nostalgia.
It's cool in an anti-cool kind of way. The hot dog itself conjures up all sorts of memories of being outdoors, of summertime, of road trips and family.
When Carl Meyer first proposed the idea of a 13-foot metal wiener on wheels, no one knew just how popular it would become. While the company wouldn't disclose how much is spent on the six-dog fleet, a spokesman said the Wienermobiles pay for themselves with strong brand recognition among consumers.
The Americana that exists with the Wienermobile is truly a priceless thing for us.
Ed Rowland manages the hot dogger program for Oscar Mayer. He says his drivers are often approached by older people who recall the Wienermobile as more than a simple novelty.
One of the first things that every hot dogger hears when a customer walks up to them is, I remember when I was 12 and I saw the Wienermobile at the state fair. It's very nostalgic.
Look what you've got. You've got a Wienermobile whistle.
Can you open them, Mommy?
I'd be happy to open it.
At the Fiesta Hispano event in Madison, new generations are catching on to the legacy. Hot dogger Natasha Best coaches a girl with pigtails on the company's trademark jingle.
Okay.
While Dave Licata hands out Wienermobile whistles. He says hot doggers are treated like celebrities.
You never go incognito, because anywhere you go, you're always having people waving to you and taking photos. And you get to interact with children, adults, parents, grandparents. And we love it.
Soon, Licata and Best will surrender their keys to a new crew of hot doggers. With its global positioning system and gull-wing hydraulic door, the current Wienermobile is a far cry from the original. But Carl Meyer's vision of a mobile marketing vehicle in a bun can still cut the mustard. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
Hey, don't forget, we're podcasting now. Go to marketplace.org for details. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Think of it as a travel guide.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.